Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. Congratulations on Eid al-Fitr. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. On the occasion of Eid al-Fitr, we extend our warmest congratulations and blessings to the Muslim Ummah in general and to the dedicated da'wah carriers of the resumption of the Islamic way of life in particular, especially the Amir of Hizb al-Tahrir, eminent scholar Ata bin Khalil Abu al-Rashda. May Allah protect and preserve him and grant him victory. We ask Allah to return this Eid to the Muslim Ummah with security, safety, and Islam, and to make it a holiday of goodness, blessings, victory, and empowerment. O Muslims, praise be to Allah Almighty, first and last, for His apparent and hidden blessings. We have reached Ramadan, and He has granted us the ability to fast and pray during it. We ask Him to accept our acts of obedience and to make us all among those freed from punishment during this blessed month, while we rejoice on this day and the reward Allah has promised us for our acts of obedience. Our pain is intense. The entire world is witnessing the massacres perpetrated by the Jews and their allies in the Kafir disbelieving West against our people in proud Gaza Hashem. Crimes that shame humanity. Our pain is even greater as we witness this crime with our own eyes, while the armies of the Islamic Ummah remain stationary, not moving a limb, to support their oppressed brothers and sisters, undeterred by the cries of the bereaved and the wailing of the children. They remain utterly helpless. Has their weakness and humiliation reached this point? But know that Allah's promise is true, that His victory is near, and that with hardship comes ease, and that this ummah is bountiful. And here we see with our own eyes what a small group of believers, armed and poor, are doing to an enemy armed to the teeth, with open Western support. The treachery of the criminal Muslim rulers and the inaction of our armies, who are still squabbling in their land, crouching in their barracks, this aggression has entered its 18th month, proving to the world the true cowardice of the Jews and that their entity is weaker than a spider's web. O Ummah of Islam, O people of strength and power, this is your day, and this is the time for judgment to declare which of the two camps you stand on, the camp of faith, the camp in which you respond to the command of your Lord, وَإِنْ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرِ. But if they seek your help against persecution and faith, it is your obligation to help them. Al-Anfal 72. Or the tent of hypocrisy, then the words of Allah Almighty apply to you. وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَضَلُّونَا السَّبِيلِ. And they will say, Our Lord, we obeyed our leaders and elite, but they led us astray from the right way. Al-Ahzab 67. Know for certain that your enemy would not have dared to commit this heinous act had you had authority and a state. So, O Ummah of Islam, roll up your sleeves and be diligent and hasten to work with those working to establish the Khilafah, Caliphate, the impregnable fortress of the Ummah, and the crown of the duties of the Lord of the worlds. Finally, we congratulate the Islamic Ummah on the blessed Eid al-Fitr. May you be closer to Allah every year, and may you be well every year. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Iraq.